To keep it very simple, country music is real. It's the real deal. It's the real thing. I think that sums it up. That sums up country music to me.
Do you ever have one of those days when you just feel ugly? Look in the mirror and wanna run away.
Hey, I'm country music artist Stephanie Grace from Douglasville, PA.
My skin, my weight, my face, I could pick myself apart all day, all day. Afraid of what they'd say.
Country music is a big umbrella, and that's why I think it hits so many people, because you get that guy who loves classic rock and it's like, well, you know, country music's got a little rock to it. Then you get that teenage girl that loves the pop music and it's like, well, country's got a little of that too. So it, there's a little something for everyone.
Can't breathe, 'cause time keeps slipping away, away. And I don't.
I tell my story with no filter.
The L word makes you think about lifetime and Hallmark. The L word freaks you out because it's chocolates and box arts. It's folded letters that you never, ever, ever want to say to me. I know you think it's lame, but you gotta say it someday, baby.
Come on.
My role model. Growing up, especially Martina McBride, Leanne Rimes, Faith Hill, Trisha Yearwood, Sarah Evans, again, so many fierce females. And then, of course, Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn, Tammy Wynette. And I take from them that you can be honest and real and fierce and confident in your music. When I was in school, I was friends with a lot of people who were picked on. And I was also kind of weird for being the singer girl, the country singer. And I can remember what that felt like. I could not just stand by and watch that happen to people.
I'm the one you bump into when you pass me in the hall. The one you trip and watch as I fall. Go ahead and have your fun. But you don't know a thing about me.
That's what inspired me to go to schools and speak about these things. Because that's the thing too, a lot of people don't like to speak about these things. And the second you start bottling those things up, problems aren't solved that way. And I feel like in school there's always going to be bullying. But it's about creating a culture of people who believe in themselves. So that's why I call the assemblies empowerment assemblies, because I believe as individuals, we can step up and be strong and be confident, and that's what I hope the kids take from my assemblies.
So call me a loser if you want to, but I know who I am. You don't have to like me, you don't have to be my friend, just know that sometimes losers turn into winners in the end.
WITF's Country Music Project is supported by American Music Theater.